Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So tomorrow, after a cabinet meeting, the revised living with COVID plan will be announced. So for a battle-weary public, what will it mean for us tomorrow? Well, I'm joined by Kevin Doyle, who's head of news at the Irish Independent. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Claire.
So there's been massive speculation, hasn't there, about what will be in this plan. How much detail, though, can we expect to get from the plan when it's eventually announced?
Well, I think that's a big problem for the government in some ways, Claire, because I suppose we all become hypersensitive in the build-up to these announcements every few months, as it has been at this stage. And we could probably jigsaw an awful lot of the plan together from what various ministers have said on radio programmes over the last 5 or 6 days. But the problem with all of that is people have been complaining that they've been using vague phraseology like midsummer and phrases like that. But that, unfortunately, is for the most part what this plan is actually going to set out. Things will be set on conditionality rather than dates. So we're not going to get a day for when the pubs will open. We won't get a day for when the hairdressers will open. Instead, we'll be told that if we can reach certain targets, it'll be looked at, provided that there aren't things like new variants and that the vaccine programme, which you talked to Paul Reid about, proceeds on schedule without any disruption.
Yeah, for many people, of course, at the schools, that's the most immediate thing. And there were conflicting reports over the weekend. I know RTÉ's Micheál Lehane was saying it was going to be junior infants up to second class. I think the Sunday Times said it was junior infants and senior infants. And you can tell I'm watching this one very closely myself. But do we have clarity over which classes will be coming back?
Not entirely, but I think they would like to get junior to second class and take that larger cohort back in next Monday, which I know for a lot of parents would be huge. And obviously the creches are being looked at in that same context to try and get, I suppose, the children that can't engage with digital learning in the same way back into face-to-face learning with teachers. So that is the idea, I think, will be to get to second class. But ultimately, when they meet this evening at the Cabinet Subcommittee, that'll all be weighed up and decided how much mobility, because again, this was a big problem we were told all along, was more about the grown-ups than the children, that the kids would be fine once they got into school, but it was the behaviour of the grown-ups around that. So I think they'll consider what the mobility risk would be having the two smaller classes versus adding in first and second class into that.
Okay, and what about the 5K limit, Kevin? Any changes expected there?
No, and I think that's probably going to be devastating news for a lot of people, and probably the hardest selling point for the government is that we are all staying within our 5 kilometres for March, probably all of April, pretty much into the start of May, the May bank holiday or thereabouts. Now, that will be reviewed in April, probably around the middle of April, towards the end of April. But for the moment, the medium-term prospect is that we are staying within that 5 kilometres, and we're not even going to get to move around our counties.
I was talking to Paul Reid about, you know, the movement of people over the weekend, the crowds at the beauty spots. There's some suggestion today in some of the reports I was reading that the guards might have to just gravitate back towards those popular places. I'm sure that's going to be a concern for government as the weather improves.
Absolutely, and it's a tricky one for them in some ways, because the messaging very much is going to be around get outdoors and to basically, you're not allowed to socialise as such, but you are allowed to meet one other household for exercise at the moment. And the first things to reopen will be those that can be done outdoors. So over the next few months, there is going to be this focus on the outdoors. But at the same time, if you live in Offaly, you're not supposed to go to Salt Hill for the day, and that will be hard to police. And it'll be hard to enforce because, let's be honest, and the government know this too, ministers will tell you they know it themselves, people have walked every blade of grass in their local parks and they're fed up of it.
And what about construction? Because we had Minister Dara O'Brien in here talking about the importance of getting construction back. I think he said 800 houses a week is what might be being held up as a result of non-essential construction being stopped at the moment. And he was very hopeful that it will be back on the 5th of March. No mention of that.
No, the 5th of March was always seen as the schools and construction. Now, we're going to get the schools, the limited schools, on the 1st of March, so a few days ahead of that. But construction, no. It looks like it's going to be pushed back till probably late March at best. That idea that we get a few weeks at a school, see how that goes, and then they can look at construction. It will still probably be the first, I suppose, business that's currently closed that will be allowed to come back. So they're still top of the queue, if you like, but it's going to be a few weeks later than many people would have hoped.
Okay, and then the communications issue. There was lots of talk again over the weekend and today about the mixed messages, how the messages are being delivered to people. The fact that there are three parties in this coalition means some suggest that those messages are being delivered in a very disparate way. How much disquiet is there around that, Kevin?
I think it has been uncomfortable for the government in some ways, but there perhaps isn't as much disquiet there as you might expect from the backbenches and from within government buildings itself. There is an element of having to soften people up, and it kind of reminds me a little bit like the speculation that takes place in the week before a big budget announcement. You get various thing kites flown, and then you get a sense for where the public are on those particular issues. So I think ultimately what we will see is we'll probably get more of that tonight. After that cabinet subcommittee, there'll be news from that that will be unofficial. You'll have the cabinet tomorrow, and then at that point we will get Micheál Martin on our television screens telling us exactly what this is going to be all about. And I think the key aim in terms of getting over the communications issues they had the last time is for this plan to actually look workable this time, because if you remember back to September when the original Living with COVID was launched, within days, we were moving from 3 to 3.5 to 4.5, and nobody was quite sure what the different levels meant because there was an element of picking and choosing. I think this time it will be far more cautious and it will all be based on risk rather than dates.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much for that. That's Kevin Doyle from the Irish Independent. And tonight on Clareburn Live at 10.35 on RT1, we'll be joined by Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. So we would hope to find out more about the new Living with COVID plan when we have that conversation. We'll speak to Tomás Ryan after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.